back to Chicago. To Chicago. Chicago. Drove to Chicago. 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 Shy City. Shy City. I'm coming home again. Let's play our little Mega Monday morning quiz. They make it fun to get stuff done. Mega, Mary Vandeveld, just strolled into the studio. She'll be one of the assists. She left the traffic booth, and now she's going to do it from here. Are you ready, Mary?
Lauren's getting set up.
All right. Lauren Lapka's getting ready in that studio. Let's talk to Anthony in LaGrange. Anthony, you're on WGN. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Good, Anthony. So the quiz, you're in LaGrange, are you?
Yes, I am.
Are you in LaGrange right now?
Yeah, actually, we just, not a bright day today. We had a funeral to go to, my wife's grandmother.
I'm sorry to hear that, my friend. I appreciate your listening and calling in still. Let's put a smile on your face with this. Are you ready?
All right.
Now, here's the deal. I've got 9 of them left. I'll describe this famous person from Chicago. You need to tell me who it is. Mary Vandeveld can give you an assist. Steve Bertrand can, too. Tall.
Okay.
Tall, talented, and currently in a supporting role in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, she was raised in Dalton, Illinois, attended Illinois State University, and was on Steve Cochran's show last week.
I'm going to need help with this one.
I just happened to be on Steve Cochran's show.
I would suggest you reach out to Mary Vandeveld for an assist.
Mary, can I get an assist?
Yeah. Can I just belt out her name, John? I believe it was Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch is correct. She is so good.
She's everywhere, too.
Everything she does.
Yeah, she's doing that show now, that Christmas show.
How about this? Another tall, talented comic. You know him for his role as a running character in the sitcom The Office. He also had the titular line in Hot Tub Time Machine. That is, he said Hot Tub Time Machine on that movie. He's a talented comic who is also musical. He was born in Chicago, raised on the South Side. He taught music in the city at Horace Mann Elementary, an ISU grad with a master's in music. Who am I talking about? Steve, are you any good on this one?
No, I can see him.
I could see him, too. I know exactly who you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
Did you say Craig Robinson?
Daryl from The Office.
Yes. You know what? I will accept that as Craig Robinson. Number 3, he grew up in Chicago Lawn neighborhood, went to Brother Rice and then DePaul. He was born in Chicago, 5th of 6 children. Nominated for both an Oscar and a Grammy. In 2018, he played Ollie in Stan and Ollie. But you know him for his work on Paul Thomas Anderson movies like Boogie Nights. Maybe best known for his role in Talladega Nights.
Oh, darn it, Steve.
I can get you started, I think.
All right,
I got the name.
Who is it?
John C. Reilly.
John C.
Yes.
Reilly, ding, ding, ding. You agree with that, don't you, there, Anthony?
Yes, I do.
You're
Thank
doing
you.
Great,
and
Anthony.
I was thinking Chicago.
Yes, I am.
I was thinking when he was in Chicago, you know.
This Chicagoan is famous for having, among other things, a film with his own name in the title of the movie. He's an actor, director, producer. He went to downstate Benton High School, then Eastern Illinois. He became one of the most famous graduates of Illinois State and is notably a charter member of the Steppenwolf Theater. He lost millions of dollars to Bernie Madoff and was in a...
That's Gary Sinise?
No, Gary Sinise
not
is
yet.
Wrong. We might get to a Gary Sinise.
Say.
But there's no movie with Gary Sinise in the title.
No.
Yeah, right. You're right.
How about you, Steve Bertrand?
John Malkovich.
I know John Malkovich. John, yes.
He was about to say that. Anthony's got that one right, too.
It's a lot of John answers here, John.
All right, we did the Bonnie Hunt one. You loved her in Rain Man and Jerry Maguire. She's an oncology nurse by trade. How about this one? It's a model. It's not an actress, although she's been in some movies. And you remember for that Pepsi Super Bowl commercial, she may be DeKalb's most famous citizen. She was the valedictorian of her high school class. Went to Northwestern University on a chemical engineering scholarship. But
Cindy Crawford?
Cindy Crawford is right! Mm-hmm. Anthony knocking him out! You knew her first from American Idol, from the Englewood neighborhood. She was singing on a Disney cruise before she became famous. Now she's got a Grammy, Oscar, Golden Globe, People's Choice, and SAG Award. Her awards page is actually a separate listing at Wikipedia, and she's in the new Cats movie.
Oh, I'm going to need help with this one.
Oh, Mary, I'm
she's
counting on you.
She's in the new Cats movie.
Yeah,
oh, wait, I know Taylor Swift is in the new Cats movie, but it's not her.
Taylor Swift didn't get a start on American Idol.
Carrie Underwood?
No.
Oh,
Chicago.
Oh, no, it's...
Chicago.
Can I do it?
Yep.
Oh, I know.
Wait, Jennifer Hudson?
Ding, Anthony!
Yep.
Are you getting some help there, Anthony?
No, I'm not.
It's just
I'm driving.
You're good at this,
man. There's a lot of ISU people, too.
When you say movie stars from Illinois and Chicago, it's ISU and Northwestern over and over
again.
Weird.
What about U of I? Hello.
How about this one? He and I are both graduates of Manuka Community High School. And for a time, he worked at the video store managed by my sister's boyfriend. He was born in Joliet. He's on a crafting show on NBC right now. He's deadpan, funny, burly. And maybe you first saw him as the plumber on Will and Grace, where he met his wife, Megan Mullally. You need more? You love him on Parks and Rec. You heard of him. Who is he?
Lauren, I'm going to need help with this one.
Hey, Lauren Lapka, are you listening to any of this? Are you any good at these?
I am. Lauren's good at this stuff.
Nick Offerman. Nick Offerman is from Manuka, my little small farm town.
I didn't know that. Wow.
She is the highest paid actress in the world now, and she's from Plainfield, Illinois. Who is she? Do I need to give you guys more? Highest paid actress in the world is from Plainfield, Illinois. She has two Oscar nominations, one for comedic, one for dramatic roles.
Can I do it?
Bertrand, go.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
Okay, you got two more. You've got one more. He starred in some of the most successful movie franchises ever. They've grossed over $9 billion. He was born at Swedish Covenant Hospital and went to the same high school as Hillary Clinton. His was the first voice broadcast on his high school radio station, in fact. He's married to Calista Flockhart.
And he's a lousy interview.
He is an unpleasant person. He is. Mary doesn't have it. Bertrand
knows
it.
Well, I know who it is.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's what's his name from Fugitive.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
But you know, you think Star Wars and Indiana Jones and all of that.
I always think of him in the Fugitive.
You would have said Star Wars, I would have got it right away.
Hey, you did very well, Anthony. And for all of your efforts, we're going to give you that mega hoodie. I'm going to make sure you get a Malnati's pizza too, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Anthony, my best to you. Not a great day for you, but you've been fun to talk to on the radio. We appreciate you joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great holidays.
You do, too. Anthony in LaGrange gets the Mega Hoodie. Sponsored by Mega Pros, they make it fun to get stuff done. So what jumped out at you there? Any one of those that you went, holy cow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just knew them. I'm so terrible with putting their names to their faces. I can see their faces, and then I just freak out.
Too much of my life is now. Brenda, who is the, or what
yeah,
is the?
Yeah, and the brain Brenda's, cells are just leaving me.
Brenda's good at this. Griffin is good at this. Other people are good at this, but I am not. The Bonnie Hunt story was fascinating.
That is a great story.
Me. And John C. Reilly is one of those people you know, you love. He's always good, but you don't always have that
because
name.
Because he's like a B.
He kind of was.
B actor,
he was always supporting major stars, and he's always really good in those roles. He's as good as they are, but he's not a leading man. So maybe that works against him, too.
He's Mr. Cellophane.
And then...
you just never...
Mr. Yeah. Cellophane, that's a saying, an expression?
That's in Chicago. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane. Because, you know, he was always on the outside. He was the husband of the lead actress in the Chicago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is transparent in the movie.
Jennifer Hudson is a great story, too. I mean, tragedy in her life, growing up in Englewood. I was reading her bio, and it goes on forever on Wikipedia, and then it says wards and so forth. It's a separate page. It's a whole separate page for the stuff Jennifer Hudson has. She's a young woman. She's in that new Cats movie, Oscar, Grammy, Golden Globe, People's Choice Award, the SAG Awards. She's a winner there. She's
like
done
John
it all.
Legend. He's got all the awards.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
besides
that's
the sexiest man.
Yeah, Jennifer doesn't have that. It's a 143. This is WGN. That's our Mega Monday quiz.